Nolte, 65% of voters view media's Biden coverage unfavorably. By John Nolte on December 19, 2023. Two-thirds of likely voters view the media's coverage of his fraudulency Joe Biden unfavorably, according to a Rasmussen Reports poll released Monday. On top of that, 60% say media bias is getting worse, up from 56% in March. Only 6% believe it is getting better. When asked, how would you rate the quality of the news media coverage of the Biden administration? Only 30% said it was either excellent, 10%, or good, 20%. A whopping 65% rated the coverage as either fair, 22%, or poor, 43%. When asked if the media has given too much coverage or not enough coverage of Hunter Biden's legal problems, only 24% said too much, while a majority, 51%, said too little. Only 19% said the Hunter coverage was about right. On the question of whether the media's bias problem is getting better or worse, only 6% said better, while 60% said worse. Another 30% said, about the same. For obvious reasons, Democrats are more likely to approve of the media's pro-Biden bias. 49% of Democrats rated the coverage favorably, while 47% disagreed. Among Republicans, a full 81% rated the coverage unfavorably, while only 18% were favorable. Unaffiliated voters are also unhappy with the media's Biden coverage. More than two-thirds, 69%, fall into the unfavorable column, while 23% say favorable. While it is no surprise that 72% of Republicans believe the media have not delivered enough coverage of Hunter Biden's serial scandals, even 30% of Democrats agree, along with 53% of unaffiliated voters. There is just no question that when faced with the choice between holding on to their credibility or whoring out that credibility to win elections for Democrats, the corporate media went the whore route, and people are noticing. The media know that unbiased coverage, meaning you treat Joe Biden's scandals with the same zeal and curiosity you would former President Donald Trump and you treat Hunter Biden's scandals in the same way you would Donald Trump Jr., would devastate the Democrat Party. So, instead of informing the public, the media have sold out entirely to protect Democrats from legitimate scandals and do this to Republicans. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Other than ginning up dumb, easily manipulated Democrats to come out and vote against their own interests, the media's powers to persuade normal people are gone. They lie. We know it. They hate us. We know it. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrow Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.